Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 265, episode 4 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness, and it's Friday, December 2nd, 2022. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Listen, it don't really matter to me, but it's really nice when it tastes like candy. I said I like when an apple is a sugar bee. That is courtesy of Christy Yamaguchi Maine and Tom Petty.
Hell
from
yeah.
Beyond the Grave. And that's sugar bee apples, which just put a song in my heart.
I don't think I know what a sugar bee apple is.
They're kind of the new kid on the scene. And I'm actually very nervous because I've only had like 4 of them. And the most important thing about an apple is its consistency.
Absolutely.
So I'm really like putting my heart on the line here for these dang sugar bee apples. And, you know, the next one I have might be mealy and not very flavorful. So
We're hoping for the best. So wait, they invented a new apple?
Yeah, I think they've been around since I think the 90s, but they, you know, apples just, they come and go and become popular, and this is the new cutie on the block.
Yeah. It's got better marketing now. It's a good name. Yeah.
Sugar Bee. It's like a Honeycrisp, except more candy-ish, which I'm a fan of. Hey, who's that voice there that you're hearing? That's not Miles.
No.
That's a person I'm thrilled to be joined by. A very special guest co-host. He's a hilarious comedian, the host of the podcast, The Frogcast, Pod Yourself a Gun, and now Pod Yourself a Wire. It's Matt Lee!
Yeah. What's up? I'm here. I got my soundboard. I'm ready to do some morning radio.
That's right,
Is that what this is?
Kind
of. Hell yeah. You could have a fun time driving with Jack O'Brien and the douche. What's up, guys? I'm very happy to be here. My wife was just on yesterday, so you know we're all taking turns doing daily zeitgeisting.
I feel like you guys know? Are always on around the same time. It's always wonderful because we get one side of the story and then get it corrected.
I don't know what she said last episode, but I'm here to say everything she said is an absolute lie. It's not true. I am actually the better parent.
Right.
The baby loves me more. And hey, you know, if my titties could produce milk, I would breastfeed, but I can't. Sue me. Don't sue me. Sue God. That's God's fault.
Hero. Matt, we are thrilled. Speaking of hero, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a reporter who you know from the NFL Network as a TV presenter, isn't it? I like TV presenter as a thing.
Yeah, that's very British. Yeah.
She's also the host of the podcast Benched with Bonetta. It's Rachel Bonetta!
Hi, guys!
What's
Thanks
up?
For having me.
Thanks for being here.
To go backwards, there is no other apple that exists other than a Granny Smith in my world. I don't need to dabble.
Wow.
I don't need to test out new flavors.
Yeah.
Come on.
I feel you.
You're begging to be let down at this point.
And I really think we should retire the Red Delicious.
Yeah, the Red Delicious.
Yeah, get it out of there.
We've all agreed sucks.
It's a pretty looking apple, I guess. There's something about that color where you're just like, wow, that looks like it's not going to suck. But then you have it and you're like, this is the suckiest apple. Why would anyone eat?
The only reason I will eat another apple is if it's covered in like caramel, like a candy apple.
I'll mess with anything
at that point.
Yeah, you know pretty much.
I'm putting anything in my mouth.
I feel like the only time I will eat a Granny Smith is when it's covered in caramel because it's too tart.
It's the perfect amount of tart.
It sounds like you're afraid. It tastes like a crab apple.
Sounds like you're afraid of flavor.
Very much so. I'm a coward. Sorry. Did they not give you that in the pre-show prep?
Yeah. They prep every guest by going, just so you know, Jack O'Brien, big coward. He's afraid of everything. So.
Including intense tastes that aren't sugar.
Don't mention any sour apples.
He actually gets mad.
Yes. Yeah. He starts salivating uncontrollably like Pavlov's dog.
Wait, Rachel, have you ever had an apple that's not a Granny Smith, though?
I feel like I have, but I just don't. Okay. Granny Smith's my go-to. I'm not messing around. I'm not even looking at other apples at the grocery store. I feel like new apples, what are they putting in there? Okay, I'm recently a little bit like shooketh this morning, I'm going to be honest, because I didn't just realize, but it's kind of been in the back of my brain, but it's kind of been brought to my attention that all of the candles that I've been burning in my house is just filled with cancerous materials, and now all of a sudden I'm like, well, what else has it? What else do I need to cut out of my life that brings me joy? And I feel like a new apple on the scene, screaming artificial.
I want to know what was in your candles. I'm afraid that
guys, any candle you've ever burned in your life is just cutting minutes off of the end.
Is that true?
We're done. It's Christmas time. Okay, yeah, I love the smell of Christmas.
We've been doing candles for a while. I feel like, I don't know.
We've been dying of cancerous situations later on in life.
That's true.
I'm at the point in my place that it's like, it's Christmas time. I want to feel festive. You know, maybe later on in life, I'm not going to want to be around. I'm going to be old and just like rickety, and I'm going to enjoy my time now with my candles. That's the situation I've been faced this morning.
Yeah, that's how I feel about heroin, too. So you just do it. We're all going to die someday.
Live your life, man.
Live your life.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Slow it down a little bit with a little bit of heroin.
All right, Rachel, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things we're talking about today. We're going to talk about water sommeliers. That's a thing. And we're going to talk about the real life drama going on over at the Christmas Story house. The house from the film Christmas Story.
Wow.
All of that. Plenty more. But first, Rachel, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
Oh, my search history right now. Okay, this is going to sound crazy and maybe a little untrue, but I am building a hot tub right now.
What? Wow.
Wood.
I've been
looking up kind of things that I need to know about that. Yeah, it's already built, actually. I built it this weekend. It's up and at 'em. Now I'm just connecting like the piping and the electricity. It's this weird thing that I've chosen to do.
No, that's awesome. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard. How do you build a hot tub? I assume you start with a tub.
You're kind of like building from scratch. So I found this company that kind of sends you all the wood and the pieces that you would need. It's essentially like
Blue Apron,
a master class Blue Apron situation, or like an IKEA, a piece of elevated IKEA furniture that's very expensive. So I actually built a sauna a year and a half ago, the beginning of the pandemic.
Damn.
I was like, what am I going to do with my time? I have a backyard.
And that's working out well enough that you were like, on to the next thing.
It hasn't caught fire.
That's impressive.
And it hasn't collapsed.
Wow.
So I built that, and then I just decided, what's next? I'm going to do this with a hot tub. So that's my most recent search. I just put the liner in yesterday. So
that's
how
incredible.
Often are you saunaing in your home sauna? Because that's
sauna like once or twice a week. It's probably not great to do every single day, or maybe it is. I don't know. But I do it like once or twice a week, probably like on the weekends on Sunday. It's great. I like grew up, this is going to sound bougie and it's really not. I grew up with a sauna, but it was made of tinfoil. Like it was not nice at all.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say I grew up in a sauna. I was raised in a sauna.
I was born very bougie. In a sauna.
My whole house.
And so I kind of always just have just done it since I was younger, probably like way too young to even be in one. And so I've always wanted my own. So I just freaking built one, you know?
That's really badass. That is the cool. Like most people were like, I made bread. And it's like, shut up. But like that is actually really cool.
Yeah.
And it's a hot tub. So how close are you to the completion of the hot tub?
I'm pretty close. I have to do like the plumbing and like the electrical right now.
That
and
seems like the hardest part.
It's no, laying the foundation for the hot tub was the sketchiest because I was really worried about it. That's it right now. I don't know if you can see it.
Wow. That's
it right
I'm showing a picture.
That's the one
that's it. That's the one that I built.
That's your backyard?
Yeah. That's my backyard, yeah.
Man, I was picturing something way... No offense, but I was picturing a real piece of shit when you were talking about having built a hot tub in
Check it in a couple months. It might be a full piece of shit. It might have collapsed. But no, laying the foundation was a little bit sketch, just making sure everything's like super level. This is so nerdy and dorky, but that was the hardest part. And then the electrical
cool
and the plumbing
impressive.
I'll have like my work looked at so I don't like electrocute myself in a big
I was going to say, that's the electrical is the part that any at-home thing stops for me.
That's the scariest. Yeah, totally. I agree. I'm all about like DIY everything in my house. Like I'm building like, you know, I'm putting up shelves and I'm, mounting televisions on the wall. But soon as like a light breaks, I'm like, oh, we got to call special guy because I am not getting near wires. Yes. I just won't. I won't deal with electrical because I
will
die.
Say it's like really, it's really cheesy, but I feel like all of this stuff I used to be really afraid of. And like, I probably wouldn't even have mounted a TV. But then there was something that just like happened in the pandemic. I was so bored that I was just like, the first thing I built was actually my back deck. I figured out how to build a deck. And I was as soon as I accomplished it, again, this is so dorky, but like, I just felt like very powerful. And I was like, I could build a house from the ground up if I wanted to and I had the time. So mount those TVs, baby. Mount those
TVs. This is the opposite of dorky. I'm like pretty positive of that. I mean, I know as a dork, I will say that like building shit with your hands is, I think, the opposite of dorky.
Nah, it's dorky, man.
It
depends what you're building.
Building a deck like a nerd.
Like a nerd? Oh, I built a house. Pushes up his glasses. I built a house. Fucking loser.
It's just cool as fuck.
Yeah, it is.
What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated at this point in time in my life, I gotta go with eggnog. I'm really trying to get into it as an adult. I feel like I had it one time when I was a kid and I was like, this is disgusting. And as an adult, I've recently purchased like a new carton and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this. People really love this beverage. It's in all the Christmas movies I'm watching. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. It is absolutely terrible. It's called eggnog. Stop right there.
What
the name alone. Atrocious. Yeah. You got to be down bad to chug those things back.
I feel like it's a perfect name both for, I love eggnog and I think it's the perfect name and you hate eggnog and it's also kind of the perfect name for that because it's just, I don't know. It's the right name. They definitely nailed the name.
They nailed it. There's something like nog where it's just like viscous and vomit. It's like the, it's the noise you make before you vomit.
Eggnog.
Yeah.
Eggnog. It's like, that's vomit noises.
Yeah.
Is there actual egg in it? Like, I've really not looked into the ingredients.
I think there's egg yolk.
Terrible, awful.
I think they
awful
specifically.
Move.
Yeah. So, like, the thing where you were saying you were trying to get into it is like somebody being like, I'm trying to start smoking. Like, it's so bad for you. It's like you're picking a thing that I wish I had never tasted because it's so good. And so.
You're addicted to the nog.
Wait, do you have it outside of the holidays?
No. Okay, but when the holidays come around, when I have a carton in the house, it's going down.
Wow. It doesn't last long, yeah, huh?
It doesn't last.
I even tried to get like the almond milk nog version like creamer to like put in my coffee.
Yeah.
No. I've tried both. Okay. I'm trying. I'm really trying to make this a thing in my life. And even like filtered with coffee, I'm like, this shit is still disgusting.
Do you like milkshakes?
I love milkshakes.
Okay. They share a lot of properties. They're not identical.
Don't come at me with nog and milkshakes being the same thing.
They're not close. No, well,
the consistency is so similar.
This consistency, yeah, but so is like a light mud. You know what I mean? Like it's not. It's the consistency is not the point as much as the flavor.
Okay.
And the flavor of eggnog is very specific. It's a
Yeah, it's got a lot of what's it called?
Egg. And nog.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of nog. Too much nog, honestly.
Yeah. It's got a lot of spices in there. Really
the spices spicy. Actually, yeah. I don't mind.
I'm usually behind that. Exactly. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
All right. What's something you think is underrated?
Okay. I'm going to twist this on its head a little bit. I'm going to come at you guys and give you a little surprise. I think something that's underrated is milky cocktails around
milky here. Cocktails.
Mm. Just not eggnog. Like, give me what are those called? White rations?
Oh, yeah.
Last year, I became obsessed with this cocktail that was literally just like milk and peppermint schnapps. And I would do like a little rim of crushed up candy canes. I would throw those babies back.
Wow.
I was not feeling great the next day.
Well, yeah.
But I feel like people, you know, there's a whole bad vibe around milk these days. There's other things that you can put in there. Oat milk, almond milk, all of the things. Milk.
They even
cocktails.
Have like lactose free regular milk now. It's
anything you need, baby.
Yeah.
Anything you need.
Yeah, they've really figured out different ways to market milk and non milk products to a degree where I'm just like, well, you don't have to drink white liquid. Like people it's not like the law where it's like, well, I gotta drink some white liquid. It's the morning. It's like, no, you know,
you don't have to.
Yeah. Like it's not the law. But
it is one of the only sources of protein that my kids are fond of. So like
interesting.
That's where it,
not chicken?
No.
They don't like chicken
nuggies?
No.
Chicken
they come in and out on that. But like, yeah, if it's chicken, it has to be basically like ketchup soup with small, like, you know, sprinkles of pieces of chicken McNuggets.
I mean,
interesting.
Yeah.
But why? What you?
Because it's sweet. It's loaded with sugar.
No, I know why they like ketchup. No.
Why they like milk is also it's sweet and loaded with sugar.
No,
milk
but why don't they like chicken? Chicken, everyone like chicken. Chicken best.
Question for the ages. I don't know. They don't really like meat that much, to be honest.
What the fuck?
Oh,
yeah.
PETA got to them early, huh?
It's weird.
Good for them.
Raising a bunch of libs.
That's right.
No, that's cool. Good for them.
But milk, you know, got a lot of protein. They also has a very powerful lobby. I think that's the real reason that we're still drinking milk is people are like, oh my God, it's making my insides like explode with gas. And they're like, yeah. But
yeah, that's part of it.
You're going to keep drinking.
Let's do more of that.
Yeah. If you're a real man, you allow yourself to feel bloated and feel like shit after drinking milk.
The one time that heart disease went down in the United States was during World War II, because that was the one time that there were dairy rations, and they just like kind of buried that shit because they didn't.
No way.
Because they have very powerful. Yeah, yeah. I'm cereal as milk. Yeah.
I drink non-fat milk.
Okay.
That didn't exist
back then. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope I don't die because I drink that. I drink like a gallon of that a week.
Do you really?
What?
I do.
Oh
I
my
love
God,
milk.
You are a milky boy.
Are you just drinking a glass of milk?
Yeah. So what I do is I will just my dessert will be like a banana and a giant tall glass of really cold non-fat milk.
Wow.
Or, oh my God.
At night I'll just like have Cinnamon Toast Crunch and some milk. And
sounds nice.
Yeah, so that's mostly what it is. But that banana happens sometimes.
I don't think I've seen an adult drink a glass of any kind of milk.
Yeah, people look at me weird. I don't like to do it in public.
Yeah.
It's like in public, I don't want people to know how much I enjoy a nice, cold, tall glass of milk.
You've probably just not met many people who are as good a boy as Matt is. Matt's a really good boy. He drinks all his milk.
Get a little glass of milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love milk. So. And
milky cocktails, though.
Yeah. Milky cocktails, I assume.
Milky cocktails, guys. Get into it.
Yeah. So what's your number one? Is just milk with peppermint schnapps?
I think that that's a good go-to. You could put a little peppermint schnapps. You could put a little vodka in there if you're feeling really spicy. But the key is, guys, is the crushed up candy canes that go along the rim. Then you're laughing.
And how do they party? How do they stick to the thing?
Dip it in milk like you were making a margarita. You kind of like make the rim.
Dip it in milk.
Dip it in milk. And then you dip it in the candy canes.
Wow.
And then you flip it and then you pour a cocktail in. I'm going to make one tonight, actually. I've fired myself up.
Wait, so have you already pre-crushed your candy canes or do you buy like a crushed mix?
I put the candy canes into a Ziploc and then I get my meat smasher.
Yeah.
And I just go to town.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to be really disappointed if you built your own hot tub, but you like had to get your candy canes pre-crushed. Actually, bring somebody.
I got to draw the line Craigslist somewhere.
Who comes to my house and crushes my
taskmaster to just crush up my candy canes.
Yeah.
Blue Apron sends you a bag pre-crushed.
Yeah. All right.
Hell yeah.
Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about news and shit.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
And we're back.
Back,
baby. And as we were talking about up top, you know, fewer people are drinking milk, fewer people are drinking sugary beverages, fewer people are, like, alcohol is getting a bad name in these days. And so I feel like, I haven't seen a number on this, but I feel like people are drinking more water today than probably at any point in human history.
Absolutely.
Just as like on a per person per body basis,
which sucks because
water is boring.
I would much rather
be drinking Mountain Dew or a Diet Coke 100% personally.
But my wife insists that I drink water. She like checks on my water consumption daily. She's
my
just
wife
like
she cares
She, my wife,
I guess,
has
my
a, wife. has a like big water container thing that actually like coaches you through. It has like the little things written on it.
Oh yeah.
This is a thing that like was given to her so she didn't like go out and get it.
No, that's
sure.
It's in our
house and it like yells at you. It's like chug. Keep going.
You're almost there.
All right. Now start over. That's like that's one for the day.
You're a piece of garbage.
Like, you piece of dried out garbage. You would blow away like in shit. A stiff wind. You look like a pile of ash. But anyways, I don't know. How do you guys feel about just water in general?
I try to drink a lot of it. Like every single night I will go to bed with a full cup on my nightstand. And then by the morning, there's just like, you know, the top layer is just like collected dust from the
There's hairs in it. There's a spider.
Still alive.
Yeah.
Somehow. There's like little bubbles. Do you ever get those little bubbles in the water when you've left it for too long? It's like
I don't even understand those bubbles.
Yeah.
Those bubbles are like, what, you've just been sitting? And it's like, yeah, well, we got some guys in here doing some stuff.
We got some stuff going on.
There's don't worry about it. We're having our own little ecosystem.
I agree with you. Water is boring. I usually have to put something in it. I usually put like a hydration packet to make it taste like fruit punch that I'm not actually drinking water.
Yeah.
But I'm getting extremely hydrated in the process.
Yeah.
I just put ice in it. If it's cold enough, then I will really, really enjoy it. But yeah, no, I find water to be boring and useless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think the body, human body needs water. I think
you're a water truther.
I'm a water truther. Yeah. I think the water lobby is trying to convince us that it needs water when really what we need is tall glass of non-fat milk.
That's right.
Some love and care.
I think that like putting a glass of water on your bedside table and feeling like it's your duty to drink it, which I also do, is probably like that. That's not something our parents did. Our parents were like, why would I drink water? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I could dissolve some instant coffee in there. You know.
I can't remember a single moment from my childhood. I remember smashing some milk and putting like the chocolate syrup in there. I would drink milk all day long. There's not a single occurrence that I remember in my life of drinking water when I was a child.
Yeah. Orange juice was the healthiest thing to drink as far as I was concerned when I was a kid. Yeah.
Dr. Pepper did no problems for me.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper was medically advisable.
Yeah, it's a doctor made it. You know,
over the counter medicine.
Yeah, exactly. It's pepper mostly.
Yeah.
No, I used to drink water. I remember the first time I got totally fucking like made fun of for the water that I drank because we had these neighbors over. The Sonnenbergs, bunch of assholes. Fucking Sonnenbergs. They asked, they're like, oh, you guys, can I get a glass of water? I was like, okay. And I brought back water and they drank it. And fucking this kid, he was just like, is this tap water? And I literally didn't know what he meant. I was like, what is tap water? It's water.
Yeah,
like, you know how like water comes out of things? It's like, yeah, it's from the tap. It's like, what's a tap, bro?
What a jerk.
It's water. It's coming from the water guy.
what an asshole.
And I found out that like people didn't drink tap water. And I was like, okay, well, what do you drink? And they had like one of those sparklets things. And I was like, you fucking bougie pieces of shit.
So. This is
fuck the Sonnenbergs.
Fuck the Sonnenbergs.
Yeah, screw those guys. They suck.
The main
thing. They suck.
But, you know, since we're all doing it constantly, we might as well be good and thoughtful about it. And now there is such a thing as a water sommelier.
God.
There's this Vice article. It's full of absolute bullshit claims, like that water on its own is actually not good for the human body.
Come on.
I'm going to read this quote.
Hot take.
H2O with nothing else is distilled water with zero minerality, which is not good for the human body. It's great for your car battery. It's great for your electrical appliances. First of all, no, it's not, my friend.
What are you talking about?
You don't even know how water works, asshole. Drop your phone in there. It'll start working better.
Yeah, no,
but it's
regular
shit
water
for the human body.
That's so funny. That's like, the, that, just,
he's like,
it's the kid from Idiocracy going, water? You mean like from the toilet?
But he's like gone so galaxy brain about water that he like hasn't like he's stopped understanding the very basic properties of water that like you shouldn't put electrical appliances in them.
That's anyways, incredible. Water, you mean it's great for swimming in. Yeah, that's what it's great for, shower, but it's not great inside body.
Right.
So that's what's sweat is the body taking all the disgusting water and putting it out the body.
Exactly. Thank you.
Everyone knows
that.
Yeah.
But that is one of the water sommeliers who, so, you know, their claim is that like you need water minerality. It's probably true that pure distilled water may not be as good for the human body as water with minerals in it.
Tap water.
Yes. Uh-huh. We're going to get to the superiority of tap water, by the way.
Because
tap water is overseen by the EPA. And the EPA is not answering to, like, when it comes to tap water, the EPA is just, you know, trying to make the water clean. The, like, bottled water that you drink is overseen by the FDA, which the FDA is beholden to a lot of lobbies and very underfunded and does not. So you're more likely to be poisoned by bottled water than you are by tap water.
Wow.
Like even to the degree that like the very baseline, like what you are allowed to have in water, tap water has higher standards than bottled water. Just like overall.
Are you listening?
I am loving this.
Are you listening, the Sonnenbergs?
Yeah.
I was trying to protect you.
Yeah. Also, a lot of the minerals they talk about in this article are things that, quote, could be good for you. When they're like, potassium, zinc, iron, magnesium, these minerals could provide important health benefits like lowering blood pressure, improving blood circulation, strengthening bones. But I do feel like water in a lot of ways is operating at the level of like placebo effect, like where you're just like,
really?
Not that like you don't need water, it's just placebo, but like the idea that like one water is better than the other has a lot to do with what you are bringing to the experience.
Yeah, it's yourself. Like people I know used to like only buy Fiji water. You guys remember Fiji bottled water?
I think Fiji's the worst, like consistently worst water I've ever tasted.
Well, to me,
Dasani, it's worse than Dasani.
Dasani's... I fucking like, actually. So I'm wrong.
You like Dasani?
I gotta go.
But
I
so
gotta
this is,
go.
This is what I'm
eggnog
saying.
Eggnog boy.
Eggnog and Dasani. Hook it up. No,
you got a weird tongue, bro.
Dasani was the first like cold bottled water I ever tasted. And it was I tasted it at a time when bottled water was like a novelty. And so, you know.
So Dasani is nostalgic for you?
Yeah. Well, it's just like it got implanted in there in some way that I can't help. Because, I don't think I'm right. I'm not like Dasani is actually good and everybody else is wrong. And I'm right. I think it just got like locked into like my brain in some way that like Dasani, I'm associating Dasani with like cold, good water.
Yeah, well, people used to do that with Fiji water, too. I mean, I swear, people acted like it was, like, the good water. And it was like, I think you just think that because the label is got a waterfall on
pretty.
It.
Yeah.
And you're
I
like,
think
oh,
people
that's...
are just, like, suckers for, like, a good marketing campaign.
Yeah, good
like,
label.
If you 100%. Put, like, Liquid Death, number one, you know, that company just, like, got listed for trillions of dollars, like, so much money, and all they're selling is canned water, which, by the way, canned water, maybe it's good for the environment, I don't know. Always terrible. Always. Yeah. I feel like I'm always drinking pennies. It's never been good, not once.
Oh, have you tried drinking pennies? They're good. Put a little penny in your water.
I'll drink liquid pennies before I drink
all
eggnog.
All my opinions are terrible. All my opinions about drinks
this has
are terrible.
Got a smack of pennies in there.
Delicious.
Blood.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, I've started noticing about tap water once I had like whatever sparklets or distilled or special rich guy water is that I'll be like, oh yeah, I guess Los Angeles like public tap water does smack of a little bit of rust, but it's not like It's not bad. It's just kind of, I don't know, it gives it a little kick. That's what I like to think.
I gotta say, I think like drinking, growing up drinking tap water might make you like more of a superior human. Like, you That's know, when I you think. Have a, I have a really small dog and he's very close to the ground. I just call him like a garbage dumpster. Like, he'll just eat anything. So he never gets sick. His stomach is just like rock hard. Yeah. I grew up in the middle of nowhere and we drank out of a well. And every so often you'd have to put like a little like bleach or something like that in there to like kind of clean out the well. But we're still drinking it, so like I just grew up drinking a little bit of bleach every now and again. Now I'm rock solid building saunas and hot tubs, you know what I'm saying? Like, tap water doesn't hurt.
When we started this call, actually, you were walking across your room with two big pieces of lumber on either shoulder, like Arnold when we meet him in Commando.
And a beer helmet was just connected to bleach, which I was like, drinking straight bleach.
I mean, the best tap water I ever had was, like, I don't know, if does New York City still claim that it has, like, the best tap water in the world? It really, I bought into that in the early 2000s. I was like, this is...
New Yorkers and their fucking water always talking, it's the water, that's the difference. That's why the bread tastes better. Shut up. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. It's the water. Literally, like, they've opened up Brooklyn Water Bagel, like, stores in L.A., where they just talk about, we ship the water across America and we get the good water. I'm like, this is all fake. This is fake.
There is some like cool poetry to like the minerality of water. Like, basically, the water picks up. So the reason that water that is absolutely devoid of minerals actually tastes bad to people, and like you do see that over and over, it like comes near the bottom in taste tests, even though you would think like, well, it's pure, so it would taste like nothing at least. But when you put water without anything in it next to, like, in your mouth, it actually leaches the minerals from out your your mouth, and then that's what you're tasting. Is it like, and so water just on its own, like, really absorbs a lot of like minerals and stuff. And so, your like water just naturally is full of like minerals because it's it's traveling through vast underground like lakes and reservoirs that are, you know, all rushing under our feet. Like, there's like a cool poetry to it that, so where you live is determined, like, and what the water tastes like where you live and what minerals you are getting in your body is determined by like what the underground, like, oceans of fresh water that are under your feet are like around, which is, I think that's like cool and kind of
there's
beautiful.
Something like natural and beautiful about that, you know, or it sounds good, but I agree, you know, with Rachel, that you would, it'd be nice to put a little bit of, it's a little sugar flavor in it.
Yeah. Or bleach.
Like, minerals are good, but is sugar not a mineral? That's a real question. Is sugar not a mineral? What is a mineral? A rock?
Yeah. It's rocks. Yeah. It's just like, it's determined by the rocks.
So we're drinking little rocks. That's a mineral.
Yeah. It's like the rock flavor. So the sommelier, I thought this was their best contribution in the article. They said water can also feel dry, silky, creamy, or even sparkly when you're drinking it, which I agree with. Like, that's a good description of like some of the things that I've tasted in water before.
Morning water, you know, left over on from your nightstand always feels dry.
Yeah. Might be because it's high in calcium. They say that's the one that leaves a dry mouthfeel. Water that's low minerality also leaves a dry mouthfeel and can also, and an almost metallic taste because it soaks up the minerals in your mouth, Binder explained. So
that's so strange.
Yeah.
Kind of grossed out by water.
Yeah. I went looking in Vice, or I went looking elsewhere, because Vice are cowards and they wouldn't name names of like what the best bottled water is. Because I'm curious. It does seem like, when you look at all the different taste tests, like, at least in the top half, you find tap water. Just like, tap water is as good as bottled water. It tastes
as good as
bottled water. And like, there's just huge variability on almost everything else.
Honestly, I just feel vindicated, and it makes me feel better about the years I spent drinking just straight hose water. Because I always thought...
Oh, yeah.
water out the hose was the best water because it was the most like flavorful, because there's something going on with that, the nozzle of the hose.
I think hose water is not supposed to be drank. Is that right? Or
I think it's just ultimate tap water. It's like top tier tap.
Yeah, but probably like the first little like few gushes of water that are coming out of there was have just been like sitting in the sun.
That's the most flavorful.
Right.
Just the first few gushes of water
from the hose.
Yeah. You get all those nice amoebas and then they meet all your other amoebas in your body and they become friends.
Why you shouldn't drink water from a garden hose.
Written by one of the Sonnenbergs.
Yeah. Dasani. Big Dasani. Yeah.
By Nestle.
Owned by the Sonnenbergs. Yeah. In reality, most outdoor faucets and garden hoses, those made prior to 2014, are not meant to be used for drinking water.
Yeah, whatever, dude. I'd turn out fine for the most part, I think.
Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite bottled water flavor or bottled water? I guess we've covered that yours, Matt, is tap water.
Yeah, well, yeah. But that bottled water, my favorite would probably be like, you know, Arrowhead. I feel like that is, to me, is was like the like classic. It's just like, it's cheap. Got a little nozzle. I like that.
I feel like mine's a little like frou-frou, but Evian, I feel like, tastes the most like, there's no taste to it. It's just water.
Yeah.
Even smart water sometimes can have a taste to it. And Dasani for sure just tastes like plastic.
Yeah, Dasani's got a nice cold Evian.
Also, I feel like I'm a woman in Vogue when I'm drinking it. I feel Evian. Like I'm flying first class. If I'm getting a bottle of Evian at the airport, everyone thinks I'm flying first class.
Is Evian not also a skin cream? Am I crazy?
I don't think so, but I see. Let's go swear with it. They should.
Hannibal Lecter mentioned Evian skin cream in the movie Silence of the Lambs, but I could be wrong about that. It just sounds like it. It's a very French name.
It does. Evian. Just sounds hydrating.
I know there was like a mister that they sold for a while that like you could mist your face with Evian water.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I need to find that. Just
the height of class.
I'm looking up Evian skin cream.
I would hire people from Craigslist to come over and just mist my face with Evian while I worked. I think Evian did do well in, like, the public taste tests. Like, I guess Mother Jones did one. There was, like, a college that did a big bottled water taste test. And Evian kind of fared well both times. Dasani was like ranked near the top for one and then like near the bottom for the other. So I feel like it's very subjective, I guess.
I feel like Dasani has like cornered the market on like movie theaters. Like it's the only water that you can find there. I will have an extra large bag of the saltiest popcorn I've ever had in my life. And I'm still not touching Dasani. I will die in my seat.
I would never have water with popcorn because it's just like that. You're basically creating an ocean water in your mouth because it's like salt and water.
I'm just saying sometimes you get like the chocolate, you get the candies, you get the popcorn. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, at least I can be good by getting some water.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I'm not going to go full gremlin and get, you know, vanilla Coke. But if it's Dasani, I won't do it. I'll go full gremlin.
Yeah. I'm pro tap water, but I was just like thinking about like where I would get the tap water. And I guess there's something, and it's probably incorrect, but like going to a bathroom and getting water from the tap of at a public place, like kind of grosses me out. So I probably wouldn't
do
that.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess I wouldn't go to like the Subway bathroom and just, you know, be like, I'm going to fill up my water bottle. But, you know, at home, like if you were to fill up your water bottle at home, you would probably fill it up in the tap from the kitchen sink. But no difference between that and going to your tub and just putting it in, you know, from there. Is that weird? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm never doing that.
I'm doing that all the time. I'm going to do that right now.
I've got to be desperado if I'm going and filling up my water bottle from the bathroom. That means I am so hungover, I can't even make it to the kitchen.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Yeah,
I'm just saying. You know, like, it's all pipes.
There's got to be a reason for it, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break from talking about serious stuff like this, and we'll talk about the house from The Christmas Story. a Christmas story, in fact.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
And we're back. And there's... are you guys fans of A Christmas Story?
Oh, yeah.
I watched it for the first time last year.
Oh. What'd you think?
I liked it. It was cute.
It's cute. It's dark. It's like always darker than I expect it to be.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about Christmas Story, like You'll Shoot Your Eye Out Kid? That
yeah.
One?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's like the ultimate, like, that was the movie where I realized, like, oh, every Christmas that I've ever had and seen has been the boomers trying to remake this exact Christmas.
Right.
It is like the classic Christmas. It's like a lot of Christmas songs and big presents and, you know, remember the 50s. That's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And obsession with guns.
Yeah, and everyone wants a gun. And I was always surprised that, you know, people would put soap in their kids' mouths.
Right. Wild.
Yeah.
I always thought that was strange because I was like, well, the words aren't literally dirty.
Yeah.
They're not. Like, the soap always seemed like a strange.
That'll learn you.
Yeah,
or some bleach, maybe some bleach.
Right,
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I take it back. This movie's not cute. It was like a snapshot in time of being like, I can't believe the world used to be like this.
Yeah, people really used to abuse kids.
Yeah,
crazy.
People didn't like kids.
Didn't he take off his belt at one point too?
Yeah, this is a like different world where people didn't like kids, and the kids were just like, okay, but yeah everybody just like hates him and is like, ah, shut up.
There's a lot of like similarities between A Christmas Story and Stephen King's It in terms of just kind of the abusive kids and people not talking about it. But yeah, no, I like the movie a lot.
It has a huge legions of fans. So
yeah.
Somebody bought the house back in the early 2000s and turned it into it's in Cleveland. That's where they shot the movie.
Oh.
They bought the house and turned it into like a museum.
Weird.
The okay. the fan who
just buy the house and live in the house, you fucking weirdo.
So he was already in the business of making leg lamps. So like real, you know, next level obsession.
What a life.
Yo, yeah. wait. So before he bought the house from A Christmas Story, he was a leg lamp builder.
He was a leg lamp builder.
From the movie, like, was that inspired? Must have been.
Yes. Yeah. 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 No. Somebody like got him that as a gag gift, and he was like,
"I could build these.
I'm gonna do this.
I could build these, and this is my life now."
It's what the okay.
And you can actually rent the house and spend the night there.
Why? It's not that good of a movie.
The owner makes leg lamps. I'm not staying in that
hell
shit.
No, yeah.
This, I've seen enough TikToks of like little cameras hidden in shower heads. No chance.
Yeah.
To stay there on December 23rd, it'll cost you $1,145.
That's not that bad, actually.
To stay there on the nights of Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, $3,595.
I mean, it's just go to Disneyland. That's a stupid thing to buy. But if you really, really like the movie, I mean, I guess. But who wants to spend Christmas in Cleveland?
Right. That's, they're kind of limiting their audience there, right?
Yeah, it's very strange.
Is it sold out? Is it? Do we know if it's sold out this year?
Yeah, how's it doing?
Staying there?
I don't. So probably not that well because the guy is selling the house right now, and there's like some weird like battle happening between the owner of the house is selling it and like there's a person who played a bully in the movie.
Zach Ward.
Is that who it is?
Zach Ward. Yeah. Don't ask me why I know that. I was very into the short-lived sitcom Titus, and it was his brother was played by this guy Zach Ward, who was the bully in A Christmas Story.
Oh, right. So this is actually somebody else. Trivia. This is Yano Anaya, who played Grover Dill, of course. But he is trying to put together a like group to buy the house so that it can be like a job for everybody who was in that movie to go and relive the
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I mean, listen, first of all, can I just say the house is not a memorable part of the movie? Like, I don't what does the house look like? It's not.
I remember
like,
the bathroom. That's it.
Yeah. I remember the
bathroom. I remember the lamp.
Which... I remember the stairs.
Yeah.
Because he's standing on top of the stairs wearing the fucking bunny costume. But like, if it was the house from Home Alone, I'd be like, I get it. Because that I remember that house. I was like, whoa, that's a huge fucking house.
Yeah.
But the Christmas Story house, there's not a movie defined by the house.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be you'd go into there and it would be dark vibes. It would be
totally.
You'd be like, there's some ghosty situations happening here.
100%. There would definitely be a killer. Like a killer dancing clown is trying to get you to go into the gutter. Like that. This is very strange.
Yeah. It definitely had like a dysfunctional alcoholic family vibe.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like that. So wouldn't that be fun? They're like, you can even smell the beer in the seat cushions.
In the carpet.
But yeah, what would your number one house be? Like, I guess Wayne Manor would be pretty fun to
I'd be down for the Batcave.
Pee-wee's Playhouse, I feel like.
I would never go into that house. I would say the little cabin from The Holiday. Do you guys know that movie?
Yes, I do. I thought you were going to say Little Cabin from Cabin in the Woods.
Absolutely not. No, if we're sticking to Christmas movies,
Holiday
is a must watch, you guys. Yeah, you'd dig it. Yeah.
All right.
The studio apartment, if we're talking about just holiday movies, it would be the studio apartment that Billy Bob Thornton stays in Bad Santa.
Yeah, that's similar to this though, right?
Yeah. I think that's where I would, and he's only in it for one scene and he's just throwing a beer against the wall because he's mad that the alarm clock woke him up.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
If we're opening this up to movies outside of the holiday movies, I was obsessed with Spy Kids when I was younger. I remember my dad took me to see that movie. And when he drove me home, I was like looking at all the vents in the car. And then when I got home, I was like looking at every, you know, little cabinet for gadgets.
Yeah, something with secret passages and secret hidden gadgets. Yeah, for sure.
A little microwave that can like, you just press a button and then a McDonald's order pops up. Yeah. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
So fucking cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, not the Christmas Story house.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
I don't even know what that, what did that house look like? I don't know what it.
It's just a two-story small house that is like yellow with green trim. The person isn't disclosing, in case you guys are interested, the person isn't disclosing the asking price, only qualified buyers who have signed NDAs will find out about the pricing details. And people who want to buy the house have to make an offer along with details about themselves, including info about their background and wealth. Plus, they have to write a theme essay, like the one Ralphie is assigned in the movie, titled Why I Want to Buy a Christmas Story House and Museum.
Okay, so this guy's
going out.
Yeah, this is a really, really weird way to get the weirdest possible person to own.
You don't deserve me. Yeah, you don't deserve my house. Yeah,
like just sell it to a normal person. You don't want to sell it to someone's like, I am gonna write an essay about how my favorite part was when the kid put his tongue on a pole, because then I got to see a child's tongue. I was like that. It's like, that's the guy who's gonna buy the house. You don't want that.
This should be season two of The Watcher. I don't know if you guys saw that on Netflix.
Right.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it does have this should similar be vibes. Yeah.
Season two is this guy sells this house and then tries to scare them away so that he can buy it back for really cheap. He's made his money on the sale. Oh. Buy it back real cheap.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a good way to flip a property.
The actor who was like, we should buy it for the cast, and then like it could be a live museum where the cast could come and adult versions of the characters you knew from your childhood would be there to just make you sad. But anyways, that's his plan. And then they like got in a fight out in front of the house that was like really depressing, where like the current owner like ran up and was like, get the fuck off of my house, get off of my house. And they like were like shouting at each other, and all these fans were just like, what's happening?
Wait, is there a video of that?
There is. It's on I'd
rather
TMZ.
Watch that than the movie again, to be honest.
Yeah, for real. I mean, that is, I like that there's drama, you know.
Yeah,
so that's a lot of fun. They did. I was just going to say, didn't they just make a sequel with the guy? Because I saw on HBO Max, I was like, it said A Christmas Story like 2 or again or whatever they called it. And it was the kid who played Ralphie, but, you know, older. And I was like, I think it's the same actor, which I don't know, that kind of depressed me a little bit.
But, see, I don't think so. That actually made me feel better, because you could have some actors who are like fighting over an old house that was like in 5 minutes of the movie, or you could have this gentleman who has, you know, he's back on top, baby.
Yeah.
His IMDb star meter is rising.
Yeah. Good for him. I mean, I guess I was happy for him, but I just hadn't seen him in a while. And, you know, when someone's like a really cute kid and you see them as an adult and you go,
buddy.
That's actually my favorite thing to do with Christmas movies. I was just recently watching A Santa Claus, and I was like, "What's that kid up to?" Don't look it up.
Now I have to.
You know, I don't mean
and by that kid,
that,
are you talking
just,
about
like,
Tim Allen?
What's that kid? What's that young kid?
What's that kid doing? It's Tim Allen just being like, "Cancel culture." Okay, well, that's what he's doing.
They always just look a little sad. They go from being very cute to like, you know.
That's one thing I'm a little worried about with my daughter, because she's 8 weeks old right now and she's so adorable. And I'm just like, adorable kids, ugly
sometimes.
Adults.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Or sometimes they stay stunning 100% of the time for the entirety of their life. Yeah,
I don't mind if she's ugly. You know, and I'm going to tell her that constantly growing up. Be like, I don't even care that you're ugly.
You should be more ugly. You should think about
that. You should be more ugly, I think.
Right.
But yeah, I'm going to buy that house.
Well, just don't try and do it. So the guy, the way the argument ended, the owner, current owner, apologized to the public for his behavior, claimed his anger was due to his concerns that the actor was trying to scam him. And but his version of a scam is, he said, he's organizing a GoFundMe campaign seeking donations from fans to buy the house. I'm not selling the house through GoFundMe, so fans should not contribute to that fund under false pretenses, thinking their money is going toward buying the house. I don't think he knows what like GoFundMe is.
Yeah, no, he has no idea what's going on.
That's not where I'm selling it.
But also, so, that is a little bit weird that they're making a GoFundMe for them. Right. So, like,
yeah, no, it's all weird.
Yes.
Everyone involved in this story is freaking me the fuck out.
Yeah. It's
demolish it. Tear it down.
Yeah, yeah. Tear it down. I like that.
Buy it and tear it down. Like the house of Poltergeist. Just needs
let
to
the
go
ghosts
away.
Of Christmas Story out.
Yeah. Well, Rachel, you
know, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about I know we gotta end this, but I was just thinking about how that movie ends, and I'd forgotten about this until I replay the whole movie in my head. It ends with them fucking up the turkey, and then they go to a Chinese restaurant, and the Chinese people sing "Fa la 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 la," but with a racist Chinese accent.
Oh, fun!
And I'm like, yeah, that's how that movie ends, huh? Cool.
Classic.
Classic. What a classic. Great movie. I'm gonna watch
Burn it.
Rachel, pleasure having you. Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
They can follow me on basically every platform ever invented at Rachel Benetta. And I am on TV quite a bit. I'm on NFL Network on Fridays and Sundays. And I have a podcast twice a week called Bench with Benetta. And you can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Social media, no, not right now. But I would like to make a recommendation for a documentary I just watched last night. It was called Stutes or Stutz. It's the Jonah Hill's therapist documentary. And it I think, my favorite thing that I've watched. One of my favorite things that I've watched this year.
Oh, wow.
It's a good watch.
Awesome.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Matt, where can people find you with a tweet or work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yes. Thank you for having me, by the way. I love coming on. Love talking to you guys. And you can listen to my The Wire Rewatch podcast, Pod Yourself The Wire, or my Sopranos Rewatch podcast, Pod Yourself A Gun. Yeah, I watched all of The Sopranos and talked about it. Now we're talking about The Wire. And yeah, so just search for either of those. Give us 5 stars in a review, please, on Pod Yourself A Gun, because we're almost at 1,000. I just want that. I just want 1,000 5 stars in reviews. So please do it. And you can follow me on Instagram at Matt Leap Jokes. A tweet that I have been enjoying. Danny DeVito said to Joe Biden, "No, Joe, you're supposed to help the rail. You're supposed to help the railroad workers. You got it backwards. A handful of sick days. Come on, workers of the world, unite." Yeah. The fact that Danny DeVito sometimes quotes Marx makes me love him so much. Just because you just watch him on It's Always Sunny. And he's got a toe knife. He's coming out naked out of a couch. He's got a gun. It's but you forget that inside is just this adorable little 5'1" socialist who should be president.
Is he 5'1"?
Is that he might be less.
He might be.
I would say less.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably 5'1" four.
Is big.
Yeah. Quick like Google.
Yeah. Danny DeVito height. Yeah, he's 4'10".
4'10".
I love that.
Yeah, I love it. He's just he's a beautiful little man, and I love him.
There you go. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. Some tweets I've been enjoying. At Sullivan Jones tweeted, "It's so funny when someone writes a song to try to get someone to have sex with them. That's what a bird would do." And then Cassie Robb tweeted, posting, "Wow, pretty problematic under every single person's Spotify Wrapped." And then responding, "It's not my job to educate you," when they ask what I mean by that. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Hey, super producer Justin, do you have a song that people might enjoy?
I usually do. Give me 1 second.
Well, you know, Justin, I just want to say, every time I'm on the show, and I listen back to all of the recordings, and I hear the song choices, and I'm like, oh, these are all really good. But for some reason, I've never heard you guys play a single Pod Yourself A Gun parody Bada B story, in which I take a song like Kiss From A Rose and make it the synopsis of the episode that I have just currently watched. So maybe one of these days you guys will play a Bada B story. I write all these parody songs for every episode of The Sopranos and The
Wire.
They're
very good.
They're very good.
I think actually we had a guest actually shouted out one of your songs before, and we didn't play it, but we usually don't play the songs. But yeah,
do we have your permission to play the song, Matt?
Of course, you have my permission.
What's your favorite?
Oh, I think it would probably be, it would be the Under Pressure, but about long-term parking, the episode where, you know, we see what happens to Adriana Laserva.
Oh, yeah. Oh, also, we don't play these songs usually because of copyright things. So we just direct them to them. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah. So we'll do that.
Oh, yeah. No, you definitely won't be able to play it because everything is copy. Basically, what I'm doing is illegal because I just take the instrumental and then I sing over it. But yeah, you know.
Nobody has to know.
Who's going to know?
All right. Well, we will link off to the long-term parking Under Pressure. I mean, maybe we could play Under Pressure. No one's ever gotten sued over that song, right?
I mean, but if you play it with other lyrics, I don't know. Parody law is weird. You guys got lawyers, though, right?
Yeah. They're very cool and understanding. All right. Well, we'll link off to that. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. Back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.